The final unexpected event in Joseph's life was an unexpected visit. Just as Joseph had predicted, there were 7 good years of harvest, followed by 7 years of famine. But Joseph, and the advice he gave to Pharaoh was the plan he followed, Joseph had prepared Egypt for the famine by stockpiling food in the good years of harvest. So when the famine came, and it was a widespread famine, it affected not only Egypt, but it affected countries all around Egypt. When the famine came, they had enough food to sell to their people and even more to sell to people who came from other countries to buy food. And guess who came looking for food? If you know the story of Joseph, we've been waiting for this for the entire story. Chapter 42, verse 6. Now Joseph was governor over the land, and it was he who sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brothers came and bowed down before him with their faces to the earth. Joseph saw his brothers and recognized them, but he acted as a stranger to them and spoke roughly to them. Then he said to them, "Where do you come from?" And they said, "From the land of Canaan to buy food." I can imagine as people begin to come in that day before Joseph and he sells food to them or he refuses food, he makes these decisions, and suddenly here come these men dressed differently who spoke a different language. How shocked do you think Joseph was at this visit? You wonder, when was the last time he even thought about his brothers? And now here they are doing, guess what? Bowing down in front of him, just like the dreams he had had years earlier. It would have been really, really interesting to know more of Joseph's thoughts at that moment in time. Did Joseph realize that God is working in his journey? Did Joseph realize that this was the culmination of all the problems he had had throughout his life? Well, in the end, it all worked out. Joseph revealed himself to his brothers, and they went back home, and they packed up all their belongings and all their families and all their cattle and their father, and they moved to Egypt. Talk about someone who experienced the unexpected in life. And someone who, for the most part, handled the unexpected with grace and faith. Through all of those unexpected events, those 7 major events in Joseph's life, God was leading Joseph to a place where he was able to save the nation of Israel. God had brought Joseph through all of that for a purpose, for a reason, so that his family could grow into a mighty nation. Well, what about your life? How do you handle the unexpected in your life? How do you handle the unexpected trials? How do you handle the unexpected blessings? How do you handle the unexpected hardships? Unexpected things happen all of the time in life. And your life will be determined to a large extent by how you respond to the unexpected. I want to leave you this morning with 4 major lessons that we can learn from Joseph's story. And the first one is, with unexpected adversity comes unexpected blessing. Think about Joseph's adversities. He is sold into slavery by his brothers. He's falsely accused by Potiphar's wife. He lands him in prison. He's forgotten by the chief butler until finally he's called in front of Pharaoh. All unexpected things. Think about his unexpected blessings. He's promoted in Potiphar's house. He's promoted in prison. He's promoted by Pharaoh to a second position in the kingdom. All unexpected things. When unexpected things happen in our lives, we tend, because we're human, to focus on the adversity, and we fail to see the blessing. Without being sold into slavery, Joseph would never have ended up in Potiphar's house. Without being in Potiphar's house, he would never have been falsely accused by Potiphar's wife. Without being falsely accused by Potiphar's wife, he would not have ended up in prison with, guess who? The chief butler. Without being in prison with the chief butler, he would never have had the opportunity to interpret Pharaoh's dream. Without interpreting Pharaoh's dream, he never would have been put in a position to aid his family in their time of need. Instead of looking at the adversity, look for the blessing that comes as a result of the adversity. You might not make it to prime minister in the kingdom, but there can be blessings that you miss because you're too focused on the trials. You're too focused on the hardships. We're all familiar with that passage in James chapter 1 and verse 2 where James says, "Consider it all joy when you fall into multiple trials." Talk about multiple trials. Joseph had multiple trials. Why are we to consider it all joy? Why should we think that it's a good thing to have problems? And the answer is because with the problems comes the blessing. And the blessing that James tells us is you grow up spiritually. Do you realize that you cannot grow to where God wants you spiritually without going through some adversity? Now, you can say, "God, don't let me go through adversity," and you will remain a spiritual infant the rest of your life. Or you can say, "God, help me to know how to handle the adversity with grace and faithfulness the way Joseph did." The second major lesson, not only with unexpected adversity comes unexpected blessing, but with unexpected adversity comes unexpected opportunities. The unexpected events in Joseph's life, being sold by his brothers into slavery, that was unexpected. Being sold as a slave down in Egypt, he never saw that coming. Being falsely accused by Potiphar's wife when he was a man of integrity and doing the right thing. Being thrown into jail. Being placed in the right place at the right time to interpret the dreams of the butler and the baker. All unexpected events. But with each of those events came an unexpected opportunity. He got to run all of Potiphar's house. He got to run the prison. Interpreting the dreams of the butler and the baker, interpreting Pharaoh's dreams, running the kingdom, all unexpected opportunities. Without the unexpected events, most of which were pretty nasty, but without them, he would not have had the unexpected opportunities. When unexpected events happen in your life, look for the unexpected opportunities. There's a third major lesson that strikes me in Joseph's life, and that is when faced with the unexpected, serve well. If Joseph did anything in his life, he served well. He served Potiphar well and was promoted to chief steward in Potiphar's house. He served in the prison well and was promoted by the jailer over all the other prisoners. He served Pharaoh well and was made second in leadership in all of the kingdom. It's too easy when we're faced with the unexpected, especially unexpected hardships, to give up and decide it's no longer helpful It's no longer any use to do my best. Joseph could have given up at any point in his journey. He could have quit when his brother sold him into slavery. It does no good for me to do the right thing. He could have quit when he was sold by the Midianites to Potiphar. He could have quit when he was falsely accused and slandered and lied about and thrown into prison. He could have quit when the chief butler forgot all about him. There were multiple times that Joseph could have just given up and quit, but he didn't. The writer of Ecclesiastes, who was Solomon, wrote in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, "Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all of your might." Now, there are many times, and we want to be careful here, but there are many times when what the Bible doesn't say is about as important as what the Bible does say. This is one example of that. It doesn't say, whatever your hand finds to do when life is well, do it with all your might. It doesn't say, whatever your hand finds to do when you're being blessed, do it with all your might. It says, whatever, whenever, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. And that should be especially true of Christians. We should serve God well, especially in the unexpected times of life. The unexpected, whether it's unexpected adversity, unexpected events that aren't great, are no excuse for giving up and not serving God well. I know we're tempted to do that. I'm tempted to do that. I'm sure you are too. What good did it do for me to keep on serving God when all we got were bad things? What does it do for me to keep on being faithful to God and obedient to the Word of God when all the results are bad? We may not know the answers to those questions in our lifetime, but when the unexpected happens, I want to encourage you to serve well. Well, the last thing that I want to share with you, and this probably goes without saying, and you probably should have thought of this already, but the last lesson is God is in control of the unexpected. One of the key aspects of Joseph's story, as I've alluded to throughout this message, is the unseen hand of God in every detail. You can't read Joseph's story without seeing the unseen hand of God. From the dreams that he had to his brothers selling him into slavery, from that whole sordid, messed up story about Potiphar's wife, which landed him in prison, but which also gave him the opportunity to interpret the butler's dreams and the baker's dream, to the chief butler forgetting about Joseph. Listen, until just the right time when Pharaoh would need someone to interpret his dream. You thought God forgot about Joseph there in the prison after the butler got out. But God didn't need Joseph out of the prison at that point in time. He needed Joseph out of the prison 2 years later when Pharaoh needed someone to interpret a dream, resulting in Joseph becoming second only to Pharaoh in the entire kingdom, so that when his brothers came to buy food, he was there to help them and to save God's people. And the dream that started this whole thing, the dream that shaped Joseph's life, is finally fulfilled. Not only is God in control of the unexpected, but God may be using the unexpected in your life to prepare you for unexpected things. At every step of the way in Joseph's life, God was there. And every step of the way, God was preparing Joseph for something bigger and something better. I don't know if I'm being fair to Joseph here, but when I read first in chapter 37 about Joseph and his coat of many colors and his dreams, he was a little naive. I would not have been telling my older brother, someday you're going to bow down to me. You know, he probably deserved a good beat down for that. He seemed to be just a little naive. But God took him from there into something bigger, running a household a little bit bigger, running a whole prison a little bit bigger, running a kingdom even bigger. God prepared Joseph along every step of the way. He didn't go from the pit to running the kingdom. He went from the pit to working in a household, from working in a household to chief steward of the household, from there to chief steward of the prison. You see, step by step by step, God is preparing Joseph for something bigger. Never forget that your life, in your life, God is in control. Even when it seems like He's not. Can I share something with you? When you stop to think about the unexpected in life, remember this, it's only unexpected to you, never unexpected to God. In fact, God is guiding your life right now to the end that He has determined He wants you to be. God is guiding your life right now to bring you where He wants you to be so He can use you the way He wants to use you. None of us can explain all of the things that have happened in our lives, things we never planned on. If I was to ask for a raise of hands today and say, how many of you are where you are today and you thought when you were 17 you would be there? We probably wouldn't get any hands. But God has prepared you and He has brought you to an unexpected place through unexpected events and unexpected opportunities so that you can serve Him in perhaps unexpected ways. Well, the challenge for us, and I want to leave you with this, the challenge for us today is on the journey of the unexpected, remain faithful and trust the unseen hand of God to take you where He wants you to be. I think that's the great lesson of the story of Joseph. On the journey of the unexpected in life, and we're all there, remain faithful to God. Trust that God, in unseen ways, is moving you to where He wants you to be for His glory. And listen, that's where we all should want to be. We should want to be where God wants us to be for His glory. Can I get an amen? Let's pray together. Father, thank You for this story of Joseph. A story that in many ways baffles us. A story that in many ways we can't explain. Except to say that the unseen hand of God is involved in every step of the way. Some really bad things happened to Joseph. Things that could have caused Joseph to quit at any point along his journey and just give up and saying it's not use serving God. It's no use doing the right thing. It's no use maintaining my integrity. And yet, he remained faithful. He trusted You. Lord, help us in our journeys, especially when the unexpected happens. Help us to trust You. Help us to remain faithful so that You can take us to the destination of Your choice, to the place where You want us to be, that we might serve You well. In Christ's name, amen. Can I just add one more thing about the story of Joseph? So many times, we make life about us. Did you notice that Joseph's story and his journey was not about him? His journey was all about someone else. His journey was all about the nation of Israel. And in the 400 years they're down there in Egypt, they grow into a mighty nation that Moses finally leads them out to the promised land. Joseph's life was all about that. It was not about him. And sometimes we fail to understand that our lives are not just about us. They're about people that we may never meet, people we may never know, people down the road who will be affected by the decisions and the choices that we make today. Well, would the men come for our offering?